This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Peace and blessings be upon you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome once again to For a Better Life, where we discover how the wisdom of our faith can transform ordinary moments into opportunities for growth. This is Nahid having the honor of hosting you today, and we reflect on a place where most of us spend a large part of our lives, our workplace. For many people, work is simply a way to earn money. And of course, providing for ourselves and our families through lawful work is a great responsibility and a valuable act. But Islam teaches us that work can be much more than a financial activity. Our work can become a place where we practice patience, a place where we serve others, a place where we show honesty, and most importantly, a place where we express one of the most beautiful qualities of a believer, kindness. Because sometimes the greatest impact we have at work is not created by our skills alone. It is created by the way people feel when they are around us. To begin today's episode, let us return to the wisdom of Sa'di, the famous prose writer and Persian poet. Sa'di was a master at understanding human relationships. He knew that a person's true value is not only measured by what they achieve, but by the benefits and comfort they bring to others. He beautifully reminds us that a person who lives only for themselves is like a tree that gives no fruit. But a person who benefits others becomes like a tree whose shade and fruits bring comfort to many people. What a meaningful imagination for our professional lives. A good worker is not only someone who completes tasks. A true valuable person is someone whose presence makes the environment better. Dear listeners, think about the people you have enjoyed working with throughout your life. Perhaps there was a manager who listened to you, a colleague who helped you during difficult times, a teacher who encouraged you, a customer who treated you with respect. What made these people memorable? Was it only their technical ability? Probably not. Most likely, it was their character, their patience, their kindness, their willingness to make another person's day a little easier. This shows us something important. Human beings do not only remember what we do, they remember how we make them feel. The Holy Book of Quran teaches us the importance of good speech and good treatment. Allah says, "And speak to people good words." Notice that Allah does not limit kindness to certain situations. Good words are part of our relationship with people, including our workplace. A kind sentence to a stressed colleague, a respectful response to an angry customer, a word of encouragement to someone who is struggling. These may seem like small actions, but small acts of kindness can create a completely different atmosphere. Dear friends, sometimes people think kindness at work means being weak. They believe that to succeed, they must always be strict, distant, and emotionally cold. But Islamic teachings show us a different understanding of strength. True strength is not the ability to hurt others. True strength is the ability to control ourselves and choose goodness even when we have power. Imam Ali alayhi salam taught that people are either our brothers and sisters in faith or our equals in humanity. What a principle! Imagine if every workplace was influenced by this attitude. Imagine if every manager remembered this person has feelings, worries, and dreams. Imagine if every employee remembered my colleagues are human beings before they are co-workers. The workplace would become more than a place of competition. It would become a place of cooperation. Dear listeners, kindness at work does not mean ignoring responsibility. A kind manager can still make difficult decisions. A kind employee can still have professional standards. A kind person can still set boundaries. Kindness is not the opposite of discipline. In fact, kindness makes discipline more effective. When people feel respected, they are more willing to improve. When people feel valued, they are more motivated. When people feel safe, they are more creative.
Sadi Shirazi, man of grace, ink and wander in one place. He taught the heart to bend and see, kindness walking quietly. Sadi Shirazi, wise and true, your words still bloom in me and you. Sadi Shirazi, gentle flame, poetry lives inside your name.
Sadi tells us through many of his stories that harshness often closes hearts, while gentleness opens them. A gardener does not help a flower grow by crushing it. Growth requires care. The same is true with people. Every workplace contains individuals who are growing. Someone is learning, someone is making mistakes, someone is facing hidden struggles. A little patience can become the reason someone improves instead of giving up. Dear friends, one of the most beautiful forms of kindness in work is sincerity. Doing our job well, even when no one is watching. Helping someone without expecting praise. Giving our best because we know Allah sees our effort. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam taught the importance of excellence in actions. Islam calls this concept ihsan. Ihsan means doing things beautifully, not only because people are watching, but because we want our actions to reflect our connection with Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam emphasized the value of good character and treating people with kindness. This reminds us that the spirituality is not separated from daily lives. Prayer, worship, and faith should appear in our behavior. A person who prays but treats others with arrogance has missed an important part of religion. A person who remembers Allah should become a source of mercy for those around them. Perhaps tomorrow, when you enter your workplace, try one simple thing. Before thinking, what can I achieve today? Also ask, whose life can I make easier today? Maybe it is a colleague who needs encouragement. Maybe it's a customer who needs patience. Maybe it's someone who simply needs to be treated with dignity. Sometimes Allah places opportunities for goodness in the most ordinary moments. A smile, a respected conversation, a helping hand, a sincere thank you. As we come to the end of today's reflection, let us remember, our professions are not only about what we produce, they are also about what we spread. Some people leave behind stress wherever they go, others leave behind peace. Some people make workplaces heavier, others make them brighter. The difference is often a simple choice. How do we choose to treat people? Sadi reminds us that the value of a person is found in the benefit they bring to others. The Holy Book of Quran encourages beautiful speech and good treatment. And the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam remind us that good character is one of the greatest signs of faith. So today, let us ask ourselves, when people work with me, do they feel only my efficiency or do they also feel my kindness? May Allah make our workplace a place of honesty, service, and compassion. May He bless our efforts, improve our character, and allow us to become a source of goodness for everyone we meet. Until we meet again on For a Better Life, may your hands remain productive, your hearts remain gentle, and your actions become a reflection of faith.
From old Shiraz, he left a light, a tender guide through wrong and right. He sang of love, of loss, of care, and found the human everywhere. Saadi Shirazi, wise and true, your words still bloom in me and you. Saadi Shirazi, gentle flame, poetry lives inside your name.